White House celebrates Star Wars May 4th Day by trolling radical left lunatics, "You are not the rebellion, you're the empire." By Warner Todd Houston on May 4, 2025. The White House shared a Star Wars May 4th Day image with an immigration message calling those who oppose the president's policies radical left lunatics who are fighting to bring dangerous criminals back into the U.S. The post also featured a bulked-up image of Trump holding a lightsaber and surrounded by U.S. flags and eagles. Happy May the 4th to all, including the radical left lunatics who are fighting so hard to bring Sith lords, murderers, drug lords, dangerous prisoners, and well-known MS-13 gang members, back into our galaxy. You're not the rebellion, you're the empire, the message states. It concludes, May the 4th be with you. Happy May the 4th to all, including the radical left lunatics who are fighting so hard to bring Sith lords, murderers, drug lords, dangerous prisoners, and well-known MS-13 gang members, back into our galaxy. You're not the rebellion, you're the empire. May the 4th be with you. pic.twitter.com/g883dhdrr5. The White House, at White House, May 4, 2025. The second Trump presidency has featured many images geared to troll the left. On Saturday, for instance, Trump reposted an amusing AI-produced image of himself dressed as the Pope as Catholics begin the process of selecting a new leader. From Donald Trump Truth Social May 2, 2025 10:29 p.m. pic.twitter.com/6bmxc1q8. Donald J. Trump posts from his Truth Social, at Trump Daily Posts, May 3, 2025. In another case meant to troll the left, the White House hung a framed issue of the New York Post featuring a full-page image of Trump's mugshot. Happy Valentine's Day. Welcome to the beautiful Oval Office at White House. Red heart emoji, pic.twitter.com/xgrw3uu9h0. Dan Scavino, at Scavino47, February 14, 2025. A different example of Trump's penchant for trolling the left was seen in February when he posted a Truth Social post saying that New York City's congestion pricing is dead and then adding, "Long live the king." The post sparked outrage from liberals who were incensed that Trump was calling himself a king. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at @WarnerToddHouston.